Don't forget to get all of your Christmas gifts at the Howie Carr Show store. Just go to HowieCarrShow.com. Click store and pick from any of our awesome deals. We have four different deals that are all $19.99. The most popular, the deplorable deal. President Trump's favorite book from the campaign, 2016, What Really Happened by yours truly, and a deplorables t-shirt. Proud to be a deplorable, $19.99. Or you can get the Rat Bastards deal. That includes Rat Man, a book about the trial, the conviction, and the murder of Whitey Bulger, and a beautiful t-shirt commemorating our podcast, Dirty Rats, $19.99. Those are just two of the four deals. Go to HowieCarrShow.com, click on store, check them all out. You can get all of your Christmas shopping done all at once, and you'll have lots of money left. Avoid the mall. Get the best gifts at the cheap bastard price. HowieCarrShow.com, click store. Now, enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
But you know, today, I guess, is the movie version of the Schiff Report. Except one thing, the star witness failed to show up. The leading headline is there, Schiff Report. But where's Mr. Schiff?
We will now hear presentations of evidence.
Mr. Chairman,
the gentleman is not recognized.
Is this when we just hear staff ask questions of other staff and the members get dealt out of this whole hearing in the next 4 hours?
This is not appropriate to have a witness be a questioner of somebody that was a witness when he was.
The gentleman will suspend.
It's just wrong.
Mr. Kirkland, you are out of order.
You're out of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The inquiry has returned no direct evidence that President Trump withheld a meeting or security assistance in order to pressure President Zelensky to investigate former VP Biden.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Would you agree that Joe Biden was a leading Democratic contender to face President Trump in 2020?
I wouldn't agree with that.
So you go ahead and you stack spaghetti sauce at a store in a supermarket. You control the guy or the woman who brings out the carts on a forklift.
I rest my case.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Apparently, everyone has agreed that the FBI did not handle the FISA application well.
The Attorney General is already saying that this report really questions the legitimacy of the investigation, which is not what the Inspector General said. He said
the Inspector General's
report.
Where does that come from?
Move on! Nothing to see here! Nothing to see here, please!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us, the toll-free number, as always, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And first of all, sad news. Peter Freites is dead. He's the BC product, Boston College, former athlete, who was diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, several years ago. And he wanted to do something about it. And he came up with the idea of the Ice Bucket Challenge, which has raised over $200 million for research into this terrible disease, which has killed so many people, and including not just Lou Gehrig and now Peter Freites, but also former Governor Paul Cellucci of Massachusetts, who died at a very young age. And Peter Freites died at the age of 34 today. He had Mike Barnicle made up a story that he had died 2 years ago, or got erroneous information. Take your pick. But it wasn't true. But he did die today, apparently. And it's our condolences to the Freites family. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. It's just what we expected the Inspector General's report to be. It's a it's a devastating report, but he gave them the out. And so, of course, the mainstream media is taking the out from the Inspector General. He's a swamp creature himself. He's like, you think of him as like being somebody said this weekend, and I thought it was a good comparison. He's like the HR department of a corporation. You know, he does the right thing ultimately when he has to, but he is a bureaucrat. He's a swamp creature. He's one of the boys. And so he has to give them an out, and that's what he did. He, the conservative treehouse summed it up yesterday, even before the report came out. And this I'm quoting from them: everyone collectively just happened to make identical mistakes at the same time in the same direction, together with all the administrative staff within all intelligence organizations. Many of them were professionally trained lawyers, but no one did anything wrong on purpose. Okay? Mistakes were made. Poor judgment, unprofessional conduct, lack of candor, developmental policies not followed, no direct evidence of intentional wrongdoing. Yeah, so I mean that's exactly the. I mean some of these phrases I just read from the conservative treehouse are the exact phrases that are in the report. I haven't read the whole thing; it's 476 pages long. I've been dipping into it, and trying to follow the tweets and then go back and see what's in there. But I mean it's really devastating though when you go line by line, and I think that's why the Attorney General William Barr issued the statement almost simultaneously. Well, he'd read it before; it was issued simultaneously or moments after the IG's report, basically saying that he disagreed with the conclusions of the report that there was nothing done that was untoward. That it wasn't, basically what Horowitz is saying is that the FBI is just clowns, but they're not just clowns. They are clowns, and again, not all of them. I read that I read the thing on the Latin, the affidavit on the Latin Kings in New Bedford and elsewhere over the weekend, and it's just a devastating report. And I mean they're good. Some of them, there are good agents. I don't know how many of the good agents are outside are inside the J. Edgar Hoover building though. That's my question. And these people were, it was horrible. It's horrible. I mean, I just went over the some of it here, but here's what the alt left media are going to concentrate on tonight. This is on executive summary, page 6. We did not find documentary evidence that political bias, improper motivation influenced the FBI's decision to seek a FISA application on Carter Page. That's the surveillance to wiretap him. Okay, but on the other hand, if you go deep into the report, it's horrifying. Here's page 378. Again, who's going to get to page 378? How many people are going to get to page 6? Which is not even page 6. It's page executive summary, page 6. Which is in Roman numerals, VI. Who's going to get to page 378? So many basic and fundamental errors were made on 4 FISA applications by 3 separate handpicked teams on one of the most sensitive FBI investigation. At least 17 significant errors or omissions in the applications. And apparently they claimed they were briefing the Trump campaign on the investigation, but they were really using it as a pretext to gather more information on Michael Flynn, who was totally framed. And you know, another point that, again, the conservative treehouse had, and son, this guy is doing a great, his moniker is Sundance, and he's doing a great job on all this stuff, and you should really check out some of his postings. But he's saying that you know, what they did here, the standard now is if you're a Republican, you had an intent to lie. So Flynn's not even a Republican. He's a Democrat, but he works for a Republican, and he had a falling out with a Democrat. So he's a de facto Republican. So he could be so they say he had an intent to lie, and they destroy his life. They basically bankrupt him. They threatened to jail his son. They destroy his career. On the other hand, because he's an outsider. I mean, I don't know how much of an outsider is he. He was in the military for 33 years. That's pretty inside to me. On the other hand, McCabe, he's just the pencil sharpener, the paper shuffler. His wife is a Democrat operative, got $700,000 from Hillary Clinton's people to run for the state senate in Virginia. He's the ultimate insider. He gets away with, he lies to FBI investigators on the day he's sworn in as the acting director. And there's a criminal referral, and he still hasn't been prosecuted. You know, and you know why? He didn't intend to lie. So there it is. I mean, there's the double standard. No one. This is why people are so cynical. And if you want to be cynical, I mean, this report's right here. I mean, so if you're me on Newsmax or on talk radio, I can point out all this damning evidence against the FBI and the Justice Department. But on the other hand, you know, if you want to be one of the Democrat stenographers with a press pass, you can say, oh, you can have the quote I just told you. We did not find documentary evidence that political bias or improper motivation influenced the FBI's decision. But I'm going to say that this is a pretty damning report, and the most damning thing of all is that that Barr is saying he disagrees with it, and he's got his man John Durham, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut, and he said that he disagrees with it as well. I'll read you that after the break. He actually said that he's been conducting his investigations outside the U.S. You know what I read that as? Joseph Mifsud, maybe even Stefan Halper. I don't even know Halper. This guy Halper is he said the FBI didn't play the FBI didn't place anybody in the Trump campaign. Well, no, it wasn't the FBI. They didn't have the authority, even stretching it under deep state rule bending. They couldn't do it, but the CIA was the ones who did it. I mean, the initial attempts to set up Trump via some of his low-level aides like Papadopoulos and Carter Page, that was done in Europe. That was done with Joseph Mifsud, who they falsely claim was a Russian asset. He's certainly not, and Stefan Halper, who got. In 2016, when all this crap was going on, he got $411,000 from the Defense Department. I mean, all this stuff's going to come out. I just hope Durham moves expeditiously here. This has got to get out pretty early next year. I know he's good, and I've seen him put a crooked FBI agent in jail, i.e. Zip Connolly, when he was assigned to Boston, the same kind of duties in Boston that he now has worldwide in this deep state attempt to effect a coup. But I mean, it took him a long time to bring down in comparison to what happened in 2016, was a pretty small operation. 844-500-4242, 508. Sounds like Horowitz just used Comey's Hillary exoneration. I don't think he actually came down and said intent, but that's what it That's what it comes down to. That's what the, that's what Sundance was saying. It's all about intent. If you're a Republican, you'll be found you intended to commit a crime, and they'll throw the book at you and destroy you. If you're a Democrat, We'll play some of the sound cuts from the mainstream media when we come back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Well, they fabricated evidence and they lied to the courts. And they did all sorts of things to have it go their way. And this was something that we can never allow to happen again. The report actually, and especially when you look into it and the details of the report, are far worse than anything I would have even imagined.
It is. Don't believe it tonight when they say it's a nothing burger. I mean, again, Horowitz is a bureaucrat. Think of him from being from HR, Human Resources. But if you dig into the gist of the report, it's pretty devastating. I'm going to read you some of it. And again, it just came out a couple of hours ago, and it's almost 500 pages. I haven't had a chance to go into it, but we'll know more as time goes on. But it's really bad. It's shocking what they did. And I hope that Carter Page is on TV tonight. We're going to have with us Joe DeGeneva in the next hour, and in the third hour, we'll have Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch, and those guys are going over it right now. I'm on the air, and you're driving around. They'll know more. It's a lot to wade through. Orion Metal Exchange is the only precious metals company that I trust. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain, including peace of mind, by calling them now. Call them today at 800-912-2300. And with Orion, you'll get more metal for your money. Call 1-800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should the secret FISA courts be abolished?
After reading this, absolutely. They gave them a temporary reprieve until March when there's supposed to be a final vote. I have a feeling they might kick it down the road again. But I would say absolutely they should be abolished. This report indicates everything that the ACLU and all the other civil liberties groups said in, I think, 2004 when these things were set up about the potential for abuse. It's all come to fruition in spades.
11% believe that the court should stay intact.
Yeah. Yeah. Well... There used to be this guy called, he was Josh from Vermont. He peeled off as a caller a long time ago. He was an older guy. He sounded like Bernie Sanders' twin brother. And he always used to talk, these FISA courts, they're abusing civil liberty. And I always tell him, Josh, the feds in Washington don't care if your weed dealer is delivering you an ounce of pot. Okay? And then I would laugh at him. But you know what? He was on to something. I think he's probably thinks it's great now if he's still around, because he was a dedicated leftist. It's just amazing that the leftists have totally abandoned any pretense of being in favor of civil liberties, and that includes the American Civil Liberties Union. They don't care. Get Trump. That's all that counts. You know, they don't care. I mean, the Democrat Party has reverted to its old pro-lynching policy. These are high-tech lynchings, as Clarence Thomas would say. But lynchings nonetheless. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Meanwhile, the hearings are going on today. The impeachment hearings are going on today. Do we have time to... Play cut 37 going out. This was the Republicans describing the hearings. Cut 37.
I object, Your Honor.
This trial is a travesty. It's a travesty of a mockery, of a sham, of a mockery, of a travesty, of two mockeries, of a sham.
Well said. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Just looking at the headline in the Boston Globe on their webpage. Report on Russia probe finds no evidence of political bias, comma, but does issue critiques. If there's no evidence of political bias, if the FBI just did this because they did it, then the agency, the law enforcement agency, the world's premier law enforcement agency, as they always say, is less competent than the Mayberry Sheriff's Department, you know, and Barney Fife with the gun that didn't have a bullet in it. I mean, that's how pathetic these people are. But again, they're going to just take the fact that he's just broomed the case. So and they're going to claim that that makes everything okay. So I'm just going to go over the we're going to go over the mainstream media's response to this, and it was to be expected. First of all, we have the statement from the New York Times, cut number 33, Taylor.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here. Please.
Okay, next we have the description, the analysis from the Washington Post, cut 35.
Come on, you people, the show's over. Move along now, please.
Okay, next we have CNN has just checked in with, they've broken into the sham of a mockery of a travesty of a hearing on Capitol Hill. This is their cut 34, CNN.
Please disperse. There's nothing for you to see here. Keep moving.
Yes. And, of course, MSNBC, they've come in with a Brian Williams and Mike Barnicle, who's the two avatars of fake news, and Reverend Al Sharpton. This was their take on it. Cut 36.
Come along now. Will you move along, please? Move along now. Please, no crowds. There's nothing to see. It's time you went home.
Yes, that's it. There it is. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And let me just read you the before we get to the calls. I know everybody wants to talk about this, and we're going to take a lot of calls here. I just want to read you what John Durham said. This is, the U.S. attorney from Connecticut who's in charge of the criminal investigation. And he starts out, he's a career prosecutor, so he's going to start out with a bow to the IG for his hard work and working report. However, quote, our investigation has included developing information from other persons and entities, both in the U.S. and outside of the U.S. Again, that means MIFSA. This is why he and Barr, the attorney general, have gone repeatedly to Italy to talk to, I think, MIFSA and members of the Italian intelligence services. Based on evidence collected to date, and while our investigation is ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions as to predication and how the FBI case was opened. Predication means they had a reason to do so. They had no reason to do so other than to stop Donald Trump. And the report also concludes, and again, this is something you won't see on any of those aforementioned alt-left media outlets, but they were briefing, page 77, the CIA and the FBI were briefing Obama in July or August of 2016 regarding Russia and Trump associates. So they've made up stuff, and they're briefing Obama. A master of the dirty tricks, the guy who prosecuted or persecuted Tea Party groups with the Internal Revenue Service, who threw journalists into jail, who surveilled multiple journalists. They're briefing him on low-level people like George Papadopoulos, whom Trump described accurately as a coffee boy, and Carter Page, who was just brought on as sort of window dressing because Trump needed some so-called foreign policy advisors. He's the president of the United States is being briefed on Carter Page and George Papadopoulos. That's more pathetic than Richard Nixon being briefed on the Watergate burglars after they were arrested in DNC headquarters in 1972. 844-500-4242. Albert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Albert.
Hey, Howie. I read the Sundance article, and there's a good compliment to it in American Spectator by Doug Fisher. And he lays out what's going to happen in the next 6 months. And the Democrats, this is all self-inflicted by the Democrats. Elizabeth Warren and all the other Democratic senators are going to have to be there at the trial. They won't be campaigning. The polls are going against the Democrats in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Trump is up 6% or more than on all of the Democrat candidates. And one other thing, just take a pause and think about how much we know about what these people did. They have to know. We know.
I know. And I mean, again, the report, it's not going to get covered in the mainstream media, but the report itself is pretty detailed, you know? There's no way to escape the stuff that's in here. Let me read you some of it. This is just stuff from pages 9 through 12. When you make that application up, you have to be scrupulously accurate. Do you think they were scrupulously accurate? Can anybody say that, Albert? No. Omitted information, failed to correct, omitted, inconsistent with a factual statement, failed to share inconsistencies, contradicted key assertions. This is pretty damning stuff, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We just have to wait. It's going to take time.
Right. And again, he's covering the big shots here. He's you know, the ones who signed off on these applications for the warrants to surveil, they're the ones Joe DeGeneva is always talking about how they've got a problem. Rosenstein, Yates, Sally Yates, that despicable acting AG. She was fired by Trump. And Bonte, Dana, I think his name is Dana Bonte. He's from the FBI. But Horowitz gives them the out because they're big shots. See, you know, it's only the little guys, the patsies, the fall guys. He says that Rosenstein, Yates, and Bonte, quote, did not have accurate and complete information at the time they approved the applications for the warrants. Thank you. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Albert. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, Howie, if you've ever read two pages of Agatha Christie, you know this is crap. And also I want to say that Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders had a song, "Yeah, How Much Did You Get for Your Soul?" You know, Molly Hemingway is right. Anybody who reads this is going to be ticked off. And the FISA court was reprimanded. The Obama administration was reprimanded by the FISA court in 2017. You can find this right on the Internet. And also, you know, who was that guy? Who was the Russian, Howie, that said, if you don't nip evil in the butt, it comes back worse than before or whatever? Was that Solzhenitsyn or?
I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of good Russian stuff on this, and it's that I'm not talking about the peeing on the beds or anything like that. I mean, the fact that they relied on this pretty much solely on this dossier, and the dossier has just been totally debunked. You know, whether it was Cohen going to Prague or Carter, my favorite, Carter Page getting the $1 billion. You know, he's still suing, he's suing the feds, but he got $1 billion, according to Carter Page, according to Christopher Steele. The the fake story about the prostitutes peeing on the bed. I mean, everything was made up. The Russians are running this operation out of the consulate in Miami, which there is no consulate in Miami. And the State Department, this woman who I don't think was a big Trump supporter, it tells the FBI and the Justice Department, this guy Christopher Steele is full of bleep, and they don't care. They don't care. And Horowitz just brushes it off as just being, they're just incompetent. I mean, he doesn't use the I word, but that's, I mean, you're either part of a conspiracy unparalleled in U.S. history, or you're the most incompetent cops since Barney Fife. Which is it? I mean, it's gotta be one or the other. You know, and I would say it's both. I would say that the people, and again, I'm not putting down the people. I was really impressed by the thing they did on the Latin Kings, and they've done some good work here and there. But I mean, for the money they've got and the number of agents they've got, the total incompetence and corruption in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the place needs to be fumigated from top to bottom. Thanks for the call, Bob. Rob, 844-500-4242. Cassandra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cassandra.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
I didn't know if you knew this about the IG department, but do you know that every person who's named in that report is allowed 2 weeks to come in and contest?
I know. That's why it's like 6 months late getting out, you know? Yeah.
Now
I know,
imagine,
and that's why you had all these leaks, Cassandra. That's why you had all these leaks to the Democrat stenographers at places like the Washington Post and the New York Times, right?
This report could have been. Imagine how bad this report could have been if that wasn't allowed.
Right, right. Well, that's why we've got to hope that John Durham is moving swiftly. Justice delayed is justice denied. I mean, we've got to have this thing, in time for the American people to see these guys doing the perp walk. There's no question about that. Thanks for the call, Cassandra. Yeah, that's right. They have a chance to. And, you know, and a lot of these people, he doesn't have subpoena power. If they're on the payroll, he can compel them to testify. But if they've quit. You know, like a guy like Strzok or been fired, a guy like Strzok or McCabe, they don't have to talk to him. He has no power to compel them to talk. 844-500-4242. How about eliminating the FBI, or is that a bridge too far for you? I think that's been a poll question in the past, hasn't it? I've said, yeah, I'd go along with eliminating the FBI. You'd have to replace it with something. But I just say, you know, have everybody in the FBI, all 14,000 agents, all have to reapply. And we'll just judge you on whether or not you're a creature of the deep state, and if you have the slightest bit of corruption, like those 50, the earlier IG's report, 50 FBI agents were being bribed by members of the media. I asked Jeff Sessions about it when he was AG. Oh, we can't get rid of all of them. They were just taking gratuities. Oh, it's okay. Okay. Great. What happened? I've seen Boston cops, detectives go to. They took a few meals. They went to prison for taking gratuities. How about these guys? They're getting tickets to NFL games. Granted, it's the Redskins, but still, it's worth a couple of hundred, maybe $500, right? I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Axios just released polling in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan shows the president is way up from before these impeachment shenanigans begin. Improbably, the Democrats are making Donald Trump a victim to lots of Americans who just want them to join him and get on with the business of the country.
It's really amazing. I'm sure you're not going to spend a lot of time watching it or reviewing it, but today they had a guy named Barry Burke. That's not the usual way you spell Burke. B-E-R-K-E, Barry Burke. He's a lawyer. He went to Harvard. Harvard Law School, like the pencil-necked geek, like so many others. And he was a witness. He read a 30-minute statement about how his son asked him if Trump was a good man, and he said, no, he's a bad man, or some words to that effect. And then after he finished testimony, he went up onto the podium or the stage and began questioning the Republican lawyer, Caster. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it was a joke. It was like, it kind of reminded me of the movie Bananas, when Woody Allen was questioning himself. Remember that? Here it is.
Are you being coy? Well, I am an American citizen and also the president of San Marcos. I would not joke with this court if I were you. Wouldn't you, or couldn't you?
That's enough.
But there was nobody, that judge, that bald judge in Bananas, he put an end to it. He said, that's enough. There was nobody to say that's enough here. Louie Gohmert and the Republicans were complaining, saying, they didn't say it's a scene out of Bananas, but that's what it was. If this is a good day to get on the Trump line, 800-544-500-4242, 844-500-4242, if you want to talk about Bananas or Nothing to See Here, or if you want to, Jay from Chelsea is very concerned that the Patriots were jobbed last night by the officials. It was a makeup call. It was the start of them. For the next 20 years, Jay, there'll be makeup calls for the last 20 years, if you want to go down that route. I don't think it's really a productive exercise for Patriots fans to complain about being jobbed by the officials after the last 20 years. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And as we go through the afternoon, it is Monday, so that means we've got lots of good Joe Biden sound cuts out on the campaign trail of him flailing around. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Thanks, Howie. Well, to begin with, I think the Republicans missed a golden opportunity here. You know, for the whole time of Obama's administration, anything negative or any negative sound bites were never seen on the networks for most of the country to see. They were only seen on Fox. And the most infamous one, for my money, is the one when he was bending over and talking to the Russian president, telling him about, well, you know, right, have another election.
He'll have more flexibility after the election. Right. I mean, what was that? Was that collusion with the Russians? Good point. I'm Howie Carr.